I thought we'd start today talking a little bit about accelerated appeals and how they've affected our docket. There are approximately 36 different types of accelerated appeals. In the administrative law context, they come up most often in one of my favorite things, interlocutory appeals from grants or pleas, denials of pleas to the jurisdiction. In fact, I've told my friend Linda Secord that I swear assistant attorney generals walk around with those in their back pockets. They're blank. They fill them out as soon as anything happens down at Travis County. But for our purposes, I looked at Judge Rose's docket, and we have almost half of our civil docket has to do with the plea to the jurisdiction in an administrative law context. Now, that just could be because I'm delaying getting to them, or they build up, but they are accelerated. And the point being about the accelerated cases is that the legislature keeps adding to that list of accelerated cases, and pretty soon, if everything is accelerated, nothing will be accelerated. And that's tending to be the case, at least on our civil side, as we're getting pretty heavily impacted by it.
The court has made a lot of headway as far as tackling our backlog and getting cases out in a timely manner. Our average from the date a case is filed is down to 7 or 8 months to issuance. And five of our judges were in the top 10 most productive list. And my judge, I have to say, was the number one productive judge in the state the last 2 years, I believe. So we're working on it, and I think we're making good progress.
When I first start, oh, here's, I wanted to share this with you because it's the only staff attorney cartoon I've ever found. And believe it or not, we do fight about things like that. We love going rogue. AZ and I debate constantly about in dashes and hyphens, and she's wrong. But anyway, we'll move on.